بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في قرآن مجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصلاة إماد الدين، فمن أقامها أقام الدين، فمن تركها فقد حدم الدين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama ikram, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of creation, Khatamun Nabiyyin, the last and final Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala bin Majmayin, who expounded the practicality of deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the best kitab, the final kitab, the perfect kitab, and the kitab that is not interpolated or altered or subtracted. Respected elders, today I would like to discuss a issue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us Muslims. And we say that Islam is the best deen. Now if you are sitting in a gathering and they are Christians and Jews or Hindus and we Muslims are there, and everybody says that my deen, my religion, that is haq, that is truth. The Christian, he says that my deen is haq. The Jew, he says my religion is truthful. The Hindu also says this. And we as Muslims, we say also that Islam is deenul haq. Islam is the deen of haq. We Muslims are on haq. Our deen is right. Our deen is valid. Our deen is the deen for salvation. Our deed is the deed that will give us salvation in this world, in the cover and in the akhirah. Our deed is valid and correct. Respected elders, but what is the proof for it? If someone has to inquire from you that you are a Muslim, you say that you are right, your deed is valid and correct, what is the proof for it? We as Muslims, what have we got to say in this regard? That if you are inviting towards Islam, what are those factors that prove that Islam is the deen, the right deen, the deen approved by Allah, the deen that has got the pleasure of Allah, the deen that has got salvation in it? Try to understand the question. When we understand the question, then we can start thinking about the answers for this question. Respected elders, the Jews say, and they say Musa alayhi salam came to them and he came to them with the message. The Christians, they say Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ, to make you understand that we use this word, that they say that is the deen of haq. Respected elders, as Muslims, we say, compared to Isa alayhi salam, compared to Musa alayhi salam, that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salam, he made a claim. He made one claim. He said that I am a universal Nabi, a universal Rasul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the Rabb of the worlds.
He is the Rabb of the universe. He is the Rabb of everything you and I see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider and the sustainer of that. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatul lil alameen. He is the mercy unto mankind. He is the mercy of the world. Respected elders, that from Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam right till Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no Nabi, no Rasul, be it Isa, Musa, Dawood or Suleiman, be it Ibrahim or any Rasul or Nabi, no Rasul said that I have come for the whole of mankind. No one said that. Even in their scriptures, the Bible, the Torah, the Old Testament, the New Testament, they do not have any line saying that either Musa alayhi salam or Isa alayhi salam said that we have come for the whole of mankind. And it is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the previous Ambiya alayhi salatu wa salam, they came for an area. Some Nabis came for a locality. Some Rasuls came for a country. Some came for a region. Some came for a people. The Qawme Ad, the Qawme Samud. For nations they came. But there was no communication. Now there is communication. A matter said here, an issue said here, that within minutes, the whole world, that information can go twice around the whole world within minutes. This is communication. So, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last Nabi, the final Nabi, the universal Nabi. Now, for his message to go across the world quickly, there is no problem. Those Nabis came for an area. In fact, history will record that they were contemporary Nabis, they were contemporary Rasuls. That in one region there was a Nabi, and in another region there was a Nabi during that same time. Why? Because of the communication. Now communication has opened. A universal Nabi, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders, in the books of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, the Jews cannot show us one line where Musa alayhi salam says that I have come for the whole world, that I have come for the entire mankind, or I have come as a universal Rasul. The books of Musa alayhi salam, they are specified and directed towards the Bani Israel. The benefits of the Bani Israel, the virtues of the Bani Israel, dua for the Bani Israel, those things. That's all. Isa alayhi salam, in fact, it comes in their scriptures, in the Bible, that a lady from the tribe of Canaan, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, his tribe, she came to him. She came and said, that, Master, I am ill. I am not well. Pray for me that the Lord heals me. He said that be away. I have come only for the Bani Israel. I have come for the Israelites. I have only come for the Israelites. And then he quotes and he says, this is what's recorded in the Bible, that I have not come here to put necklaces of pearls on the necks of swine, and I have not come here to cast holy bread to dogs. So yeah, he is clearly stating, Isa alayhi salam, according to them, that I've only come for the Bani Israel, I've not come for anybody else. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is kafatan nas min nas, that he is sufficient for the whole of mankind. He is sufficient for the whole of mankind, and he is a universal Nabi. Now, respected elders, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that he is universal Nabi. Isa alayhi salam is saying that he is for the Bani Israel, for the Israelites. And Musa alayhi salam is saying for the Bani Israel. Respected elders, to explain, when there is only one seat, and there is only one candidate, when there is only one position, and there is only one person to fulfill that position, and there is only one seat, and there is only one person who is going to occupy that seat, there is no need for elections. There is no need for debate. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the only one amongst all the Anbiya alayhi salam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the only one amongst all the Rasul who is saying clearly that I am a universal Nabi. So he's got a claim and there's only one seed for that. Therefore, Islam is the Deenul Haq, Islam is the Deen that is approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Islam is the Deen for us and for the entire mankind. Because when a person, I ask you, that why Islam? Why must I become a Muslim? Why do you say you as a Muslim are right and I am wrong? This is it. That no other Nabi says that he is a universal Nabi. That is why when you see the pictorial Bibles that are printed, you will find Isa alayhi salam, the so-called picture of Isa alayhi salam, that he has got a flock, denoting that he has only come for a specified people, for a specific nation. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come for the entire mankind. That's one. Number two, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the proof of Nabuwat now? What is the proof of Nabuwat? Proof of Nabuwat is the mu'jiza, the miracles. When a saint performs a miracle, a supernatural act which is contrary to reason, which is contrary to the norms, and which makes people incapacitated to see such an action taking place, which is against the habit of normal function and norm, that's a miracle. When such an action is done by a saint, we call it a karamat. And when such an action is done by an ordinary person, we call that a ma'unat. And when such an action is done by a Nabi or a Rasul, then we call that a mu'jiza. And when such an action is done by a kafir, a transgressor, an evildoer, then we say that is istikhraj. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mu'jiza, respected elders, compared to the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, that's a lengthy discussion. There we have to take the mu'jiza of Isa alayhi salam, the miracles of Musa alayhi salam, then we take the miracles of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we draw parallels, and it's very easy to prove the superiority of the miracles of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in relationship to the other miracles. Time permits, I will give you an example to display that, to explain that and illustrate that. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected elders, the living mu'jiza, the perpetual mu'jiza, the mu'jiza that is in front of us, is the Quran al-Kareem. Respected elders, that the mu'jiza of Musa alayhi salam, the oceans and the rivers were made open and they were able to go through that. Do you see that miracle? Can you see that miracle? Can you be shown that miracle? No, but you are informed about it. We are informed about it. We believe in it, that the oceans opened for Musa alayhi salam and the tribe, and they went through it. We cannot see it, but we believe in it. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, that a person who is born blind, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam passed his hand over the person, made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the person's eyesight was retrieved. The raising of the dead, by the will of Allah ta'ala, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, done by Isa alayhi salam. This we can hear it, we can listen to it, but we do not see it. The miracle of the Quran, the mu'jiza of the Quran, the Quran Kareem, we see it, we witness it, it is perpetual, it is in front of us. So in relationship to the other miracles of Musa alayhi salam, for that time, for that period, substantiating the nabuwat of that Nabi, for that era, for that period, the mu'jiza of Isa alayhi salam for that period specified. Why? Because the nabuwat is for that period, the specified period and time. The mu'jiza of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salam, the Quran Kareem, for all time. Why? Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salam is Khatam al-Nabiyyin, he is for all times. He is the last Nabi. Now, how do we know the Quran al-Kareem is a miracle? What is the proof that the Quran al-Kareem is a miracle? Simple, respected elders, understand this example. That the head, who made it? Man. The shoe, who made it? Man. And the glasses, the spectacles, who made it? Man. And the eyes, who made it? Allah. The head, who made it? Allah. The feet, who made it? Allah. There is a difference. Allah is the creator and maker of certain things. And man is the creator, is the maker of certain things. What is the difference? The head. Man made it. He can make 1,000 others. 10,000 others. The shoe, man made it. He can make others. The spectacles, man made it. He can make others. The eye, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it. Can man make the eye? He can make certain things like function like the eye. But can he make the eye? No, respected elders, he cannot even produce the fly of a mosquito. Quran al-Karim is that text which the kuffar, respected elders, those who are masters in the Arabic language, during the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quraysh, Mushriks, and the kuffar of that era, they failed hopelessly to produce a light of the smallest surah. That is why the Quran al-Karim is a miracle. There is no production like the Quran al-Karim. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like the eye is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no one can create another eye, the Quran al-Karim is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the divine creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no one can produce it like it. Another factor, that the language of Arabic, the language of the Quran, is one of the international languages. But the languages of the previous scriptures, not one locality can say that we have that language spoken here or written here or understood here. Not one of the previous scriptures' languages are in that position to say or claim that this language is spoken in our locality. So if they get the original too, how are they going to understand it? So point one, that Islam is the truthful deen. Why? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he claimed to be universal Nabi. Point two, the proof of his claim was the Mu'jiza, the Quran al-Karim. Point three, we request to the followers of Musa alayhi salam, that when Musa alayhi salam went into Sisra, tell us what you read there. From your scriptures, tell us what you read there. They will not be able to produce one line what you read there. And we will say that to the followers of Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ, that tell us the method of ibadah, the method of devotion, the method of prayer. They only can come up with two. In his whole history, with two passages. One is that, O Father who art in heaven, grant us our daily bread. And just as Daya exists in the heavens, you exist on earth. That's one. And second one, respected elder, is blasphemous. That when he, supposedly, they believe that when he was on the cross, that he said, Ila, ila, lima sabachthani, that, O my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And all four authors of the Bible, they say that he said this, he cried this, and he pleaded this for 6 hours. Now 6 hours, he mentioned this blasphemous statement. Then the Bible itself says that if a person has got an atom or grain of faith, then he'll be able to instruct a mountain to rise from its place and go to the ocean. All his prayers will be accepted. He's got a grain of faith. And they go on to say that if he's got a grain of faith, he can take poison, it will not affect him. So we say that if you Christian have got a grain of faith, just take some sleeping tablets. If that does not make you sleep, then we'll say there's something. Or put your shoe down there, because the Bible says if you've got a grain of faith, you make a mountain move, you move my shoe if you've got a faith, if you've got some faith. This does not happen. And we as Muslims, if you have to ask us, that how Nabi Karim Salah pray, we'll tell you these are the preconditions of prayer. these are the conditions of prayer, this is what you have to do in Salat, these are the faraid, these are the wajib, these are sunnah, mustahab, and a big list we can give you. Every minutest detail, deen of Islam is perfect. Time is running out. The fourth point, we'll explain someday in detail, is no other Nabi, no other Rasul claims that he is Khatam al-Nabi, that he is the last Nabi. From Adam to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no other Nabi said that I am Khatam al-Nabi, la Nabi Ba'di, that there is no Nabi after this. So remember these four things, that why Islam, someone asks you, why Islam is truthful, why Islam is perfect, why Islam, why must I become a Muslim? Then you say that number one, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said he's a universal Nabi, no other one did it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got a perpetual miracle, the Quran Kareem, no other miracle exists of any other Nabi. Number three, deen of Islam is perfect in devotion, in politics, in economics, we can give you laws for every occasion. Number four, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the only Rasul who said that I am the Khatam al-Nabi, last Rasul. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding of deen wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.